For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Biden administration is issuing sanctions against a Venezuela-based prison gang whose activities include human and drug smuggling. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control has announced sanctions against Venezuela's Tren de Aragua, characterized as a transnational criminal organization. Treasury says its origins are as a prison gang, but that it's quickly spread across the Western Hemisphere. While the focus is on human smuggling, additional money is made through illegal mining and drug trafficking of cocaine and MDMA. The group's accused of leveraging transnational networks to traffic, especially women and girls, into sex trafficking and debt bondage, often killing those who try to escape, to set an example. The State Department's offering up to $12 million for information leading to the arrest and or conviction of many of the gang leaders.
An international policy scholar says, unfortunately, there are dark days ahead for France. Chad Groening explains.
Things were looking good for Marine Le Pen's populist National Rally Party after the first round of elections in France. But then French President Emmanuel Macron colluded with the far left to block the right from winning by tactically withdrawing candidates for the second round. Max Primorac is senior research fellow in the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation.
There are dark days ahead for France, unfortunately. I just returned from Europe after 2 weeks. I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of officials, especially at the Europe level. And unfortunately, Macron, by trying to push away the conservatives in French elections, made an unholy alliance with the hard left. And against everybody's expectation, the left wing, called the New Popular Front, won the biggest share of seats in the French National Assembly.
And Primorac says the New Popular Front is a coalition of the worst and most hardline elements of the French left.
The French Communist Party, the Socialist Party, and the Green, but also a party known as France Unbowed, led by a hardline former Trotskyite named Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
And he says Mélenchon is very bad.
This is a guy who praises Cuba, Venezuela, and China. He's anti-American. He's anti-capitalist. He's pro-Hamas, very anti-Israel. It's so bad that the Jewish community in France actually said that they would vote for the National Rally on the right because they feared this man so much.
I'm Chad Groening.
West Virginia and Idaho were asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review rulings that block the enforcement of state laws barring males from female sports. It is unclear when the high court would decide whether to take up the cases. They were both filed separately today and involve athletes who hope to compete on female-designated teams at the K-12 and college level, respectively. A new mandate from the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Education curtails free speech on college and university campuses. Bob Kellogg has this story.
Robert Shibley of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says colleges and universities must guard against discrimination on the basis of color, race, or national origin, even if it means violating the First Amendment in order to do so.
They've decided that there is a hostile environment on campus, even if what the people are saying is protected by the Constitution or by the school's own policies, they still have a responsibility to somehow prevent it from happening. And there's really no way to do that.
In creating this new standard, the OCR is threatening to punish those who don't comply with the law.
In one of the resolution agreements, the school actually agreed to send the names of every person who had been accused of harassment, every person who said they had been a victim of harassment, et cetera, all to a big federal government database.
Shibley says without a course correction, students and faculty with controversial views will face formal investigations. I'm Bob Kellogg.
And a mixed bag on Wall Street. The NASDAQ is down 364 and the S&P 49. The Dow is up 32. Find more news on AFN.net.